Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called... Do you want to do it? Okay. And Then the Seed Grew. It was written by Marianne DeBook, and it is read today by Mommy and...
Chick.
Chick? Like Chick Hicks?
No.
The race car driver? Race car from Cars?
No, chicks.
Chicks? Like as in the little cheapy things that you see at the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute. Well, I'm glad you're here with me, chicks. And I'm glad you're here with me, friends. Let's read this story. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once there was a garden. It was an ordinary garden, filled with flowers and plants, where many creatures lived all year round. Some lived above ground, like Mr. Gnome and Little Jack. And some lived underground, like Yvonne, the mole, and the field mouse family, Polly, the earthworm, and Colette, the ant. Everyone was quite content until... One morning, out of the blue, something fell from the sky. At first, no one took notice, except for an unhappy Jack, whose hat was crushed by the falling thing. What was it that fell? Let's find out. You think? Let's see. The thing was a seed, and soon the seed began to grow. With a click, its seed coat split open, and out popped a small root. Now, underground, Colette and her aunt friends were annoyed, which means they were not happy at all. The root was blocking their path. If they were to arrive home in time for tea, they would have to find a way around. Yvonne noticed a small crack in her bathroom ceiling. No cause for worry, she thought. A few taps of a hammer should do the trick. But no sooner had she fetched her toolbox than disaster struck. There was now a root poking out of a hole where the small crack had been. Yvonne quickly sprung into action to fix it. At the same moment, Mr. Gnome noticed a new plant above ground.
What's this growing in my garden?
He wondered. He wanted to ask Colette, but she was too busy digging new tunnels under the plant's root. As the days passed, the plant continued to grow. Now, Yvonne was growing more and more upset. She was on her third round of repairs, and things weren't much better for the field mouse house. No sooner had Susie made a wish on her and blown out her birthday candles than her party was ruined by the invading roots. And as for the ants, all of the detours they had to go to about their work in the garden left them exhausted. And in the picture, we can see that this root has grown. And when we look at the pictures, we can see that Yvonne, the mole's house, is above the field mouse house, which is below it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat in between the two are where the ants are working on their tunnels. Night and day, the plant grew. Yvonne gave up on her renovations. The bathroom was a mess, and she was worn out. The field mouse house had been overrun. They had no choice but to move. All of the neighbors lent a hand, even Polly, who usually kept to himself. Everyone was fed up. Underground and above ground, and the plant was wreaking havoc all through the garden. Yvonne's bedroom was permanently out of order. Mr. Gnome was trapped in his house. The ants were detoured dizzy, and the poor field mice have had to move yet again. Something had to be done. The garden residents held an emergency meeting. My bathroom is unusable, complained Yvonne.
Where will we live?
Mr. Field Mouse worried.
We can't get home,
cried the ants.
This is unbearable,
exclaimed Mr. Gnome, who had finally managed to escape. They all agreed that there was only one thing to do: cut the plant down. Everyone had a task. Yvonne, the expert tunnel digger, would excavate the roots. The tireless ants would eat and mulch the leaves. The sharp-toothed mice would cut the stalk. And just as Mr. Field Mouse prepared to take the first bite, someone called out,
"Wait!"
It was Little Jack. What do you think he wants them to wait for?
No.
You don't know?
Is this plant really so terrible?
Jack asked gently.
Hasn't its shade kept Mr. Gnome's house cool and comfortable? And wouldn't the field mouselings have a great fun climbing its branches? And from its highest leaves, the ants could easily map out their roots in the garden. And don't forget its fruit.
Fruit? Everyone cried in surprise. And then looking up, they discovered tomatoes. Inspired by Jack's words, the garden residents decided to let the plant be. Soon they all learned to appreciate its many merits and were quite content once again. Ah, yes, it does have many wonderful qualities and good things that it brings, and those are merits. Yvonne and the field mice were glad to be neighbors. Colette and the ant colony now had a vast network of tunnels and a handy lookout in the plant's highest leaves. And Polly, he had made a friend. And so the following spring, it was with great excitement that the garden inhabitants made another discovery. 3 new seeds. Oh boy. And I do believe they're going to have quite a bit on their hands, aren't they? But you know what? I think they'll be okay, because they made do the last time. Change can be scary, but you can either be grateful for it and accept it, or you can worry yourself to no end and fight it and just wear yourself out. I like that they all found a way to make it work. And I think they're much happier now, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Then a tomato plant might come and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, my friends, is